On this holiday, I want you to relax and take it easy in a highly informal little conversation with one of the most relaxed and easy men in the movie business, George Raft. George has been a friend of mine since the days we both started working at Warner Brothers, and when I saw that this charming movie menace was starting a radio series here at CBS, I had to invite him in to talk about it. Incidentally, the program can be heard on CBS this evening. So it's quite a reunion of old friends as I turn on the tape recorder and say, "Hello, George."
Hello, George.
It could be a routine.
Could be.
Do you know, George, after all these years and pictures, you're breaking away now into TV and radio, and I think it's wonderful. How do you feel about it?
Well, I think it's going to be the medium of the present generation.
How does radio strike you, George? I mean, as an actual actor, in the name of your show and all about it.
Well, I'm doing a present show called Rocky Jordan, and I'm quite fond of radio. I've done a lot of radio work many times before, perhaps on Lux and several times with you before. And
This is your first time, however, in your own serial.
In doing a series.
Mm-hmm. And the name of it is Rocky Jordan.
That's right.
It's laid in Cairo.
That's right.
Kind of familiar with that territory, aren't you?
Well, I made a picture over there in 1947.
What was that?
I made a picture called Outpost in Morocco.
Ah, yes, I remember.
So I have quite a little feeling about Morocco.
How do you like the title? How do you like the character of Rocky Jordan?
Well, I think Rocky Jordan is one of the best characters that I've ever read, and I think it would make a great, great motion picture someday.
You're not intending to give up motion pictures just because you're moving into radio and TV.
No, I'm going to try to do both if I possibly can.
Well, I think the time will allow that. About the TV series of Rocky Jordan, George, how does that compare to the motion picture technique that you're so used to?
Well, I think we're going to make it on the same style as a motion picture. Mm-hmm. And I think if we make it that way, and we're hoping to, I think that the present generation is going to be very much surprised. We're reaching to try to do, well, a little better than what they're doing today.
Uh-huh. Now, about radio, have you found any unusual situations, that is, working with a different type of actor, the radio actor?
Yes, I do, George. I feel that radio actors are absolutely great. I mean, they're fabulous to me. I can't seem to get away from the microphone. I worry about my spot and places, but they sit down and play cards, or they drink Coca-Cola, or they talk, and immediately they're right up on cue and know the place and know the spot. And it's sort of a different feeling for me. I'm so used to doing scenes looking at people that when I look at them and I get back to the script, I lose my place sometimes.
George, Rocky Jordan's a nightclub operator, isn't he?
That's right. He runs a nightclub in Cairo. It's called the Tambourine.
Mm-hmm. You're no newcomer to nightclubs, are you?
No, I've had great amount of experience at nightclubs. I think I've worked in some of the finest nightclubs in America.
Name some.
Well, Texas Guiner, the Silver Slipper.
Where's the Silver Slipper?
Well, the Silver Slipper was on 48th Street and Broadway.
Uh-huh.
And that was during the days of the 1920s. I'm not telling you how old I am, am I?
You know what I'd like to do would be to reminisce about some of your favorite parts and your favorite pictures. I go back, of course, to Scarface. That was your first part.
That was my first part, and I believe that one of my favorite pictures.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get to meet Howard Hughes during all that?
Not while making the picture.
No.
I think I met him about maybe 2 or 3 years later.
How long after you made the picture did Mr. Hughes release it? You know, he's got a new fetish. He makes pictures, and then they occasionally release them.
This time that we made Scarface looked like it was never going to be released. So I was out of work for quite a while, not knowing, people telling me not to go to work. And then when the picture came out, I seemed to get lucky, as I have been for many years.
You were an instantaneous hit in that. You went to Paramount, I know, for quite a long spell and worked in a great many pictures with the late, lovely Carol Lombard.
That's right. I was Paramount for 10 years, and I think we made a couple of pretty good pictures together. I think one was called Bolero.
I remember that.
Which was quite a big hit, as they claim. At that time, I really didn't know anything about the business to the extent of know the financial end. I was only interested in working. But today, things have changed. I mean, if you don't make money, there you go.
You were originally a dancer, weren't you?
That's right.
And chiefly in pictures, they combined a great deal of dancing with this great menacing charm that you had.
That's what they said.
How was it working with Carol Lombard? You know, I only knew her very slightly on 2 or 3 occasions.
Well, the only thing I can say, George, a greater girl never lived.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunate things happen. But I don't know of anybody in the business, I perhaps shouldn't say this, who is a finer or a sweller person than Carol Lombard.
Is there anybody on the screen today, in your opinion, that not exactly like Carol, but who gives forth the same type of bombastic charm and excitement?
I don't believe I have seen any.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too much of a picture-goer, so I couldn't tell the present crop.
By the way, what was your last picture?
I made a picture in Italy, part of it in Italy and part of it in England, called Lucky Nick Kane. I played the part of a gambler.
Oh?
They tell me I am a gambler.
Why do you go over to Italy and such places to make a picture? Is it because of frozen funds, George, or
no,
is it just
it was
to look for a spot?
Look for a spot, I guess, the atmosphere, the locations, the background. We had some great backgrounds. We were in a place called San Remo, which is on the Italian Riviera, the most beautiful place I've ever been. We did the exteriors there. And the reason we went over to use the little boy that was in Bicycle Thief, Enzo Staiola. And he was very, very good. And, of course, he didn't know me very well, but then his dad had taken to see a lot of old pictures of mine. And, of course, during those days, I used to die a lot in pictures. So every time the kid came up to me, he'd point a gun at me and say, die. So I would have to teach him how to die. So from now on, he might be dying in pictures like me.
Of course, he probably could recall very well if he looked at a lot of pictures like They Drive By Night with Jimmy Cagney. You were always battling Cagney, either in a truck or in prison walls, weren't you?
That's right.
Have you made a picture with Jimmy in a long time?
No, I haven't made a picture with Jimmy.
You're still friendly with him?
Yes, very friendly.
Do you think that it would be wise at any time to take some of those four or five pictures that I can recall, like They Drive By Night and
Each Dawn I Die.
Each Dawn I Die, and redo them.
Well, I'd like to. I think they might. I think the stories at that time were a little better than they are today.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but it does seem to be true. George, what do you do with your private life? Are you a sportsman at all? I mean, do you golf?
Yes.
Or
no, I don't participate in the sports, but I like to watch him.
You're the king. You like to watch the king of sports.
That's right.
I've seen.
I like prize fights. I like the baseball games. Of course, I like horse racing.
Seems to me that I can recall through the years, reporting it on the air myself and talking to you, that whenever there was a World Series, come a picture or not, you would bow the picture and say, I'm going back and watch the World Series. Or if there was a Joe Louis fight, you dropped everything and you were flying back there for that.
That's right.
You're a real fan.
That's right.
George, I can only say a lot of luck to you with Lucky Jordan, both on radio and TV, and it's always wonderful to see you and wonderful to talk to you. You certainly make a commentator feel at home with you.
Thank you, Jordan. It's a pleasure to be here.